Well, Frank McLean, you're an old hand at these now, and they're coming thick and fast. It's an annual occurrence. Looking forward to another Ulster final.
Yeah, I suppose. Five in a row, it's hard to believe, and sixth overall, you know, so 6 out of 10 seasons reaching an Ulster final is not bad, I suppose, and especially with a province that's so competitive. Yeah. But I suppose it'll be a nice record to look back on in a few years' time, but for now it doesn't count for much when the ball's thrown up on Ulster final day. It's going to be all on what happens on the day.
Yeah, and talk to me about this season, and particularly this championship. You know, when you set out, it was a pretty daunting enough looking task.
Yeah, that's it, I suppose, when you're drawn against Tyrone at home in the premier round with Armagh waiting for you in the athletic grounds. Doesn't get much easier than that, and I suppose we were very glad to get over those two games, and a lot of people would have thought the hard work was done, but we saw against Derry that was probably the toughest task we met to date, you know, and I suppose it just goes to show that the province of Ulster, it's never easy read, so it is, and what might pan out at the start of the year might not always what happens.
Was there a feeling maybe that you'd beaten Derry last year, you know, and that you had the two bigger games over going into that game, that you were maybe going to have it slightly easier, or was that, would you look
at
it that
way? Yeah, I suppose every team's going to have their day, you know, and you know, no matter how many times you've beaten a team previously, you know, you still have to get up to the level, and I suppose unfortunately we didn't reach the level, and but we're very glad and very lucky to be in an Ulster final. It was Derry on the day. Had they taken more of their chances, you know, it could have been a different story. Mm.
And we saw Donegal going for the first time in the championship this year without a sweeper in the early part of the game. I know when Mark McHugh came on, he went into that role. Was that a risk?
I suppose it's probably a calculated risk on Rory's behalf, you know, but it was probably one that he thought that, you know, was suited to that game, you know, and indeed that changes from game to game at times, you know, and I suppose that's a good sign of Rory and the management team, you know, they're adaptable, and because the team that's standing still and doing the same things over and over will eventually come a cropper.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed in that game as well, you were slightly restricted. I saw Rory at times issuing you to go back maybe when you wanted to go forward. Is that a new ploy?
Not really, no. I suppose like every other year, you know, you're encouraged to get forward as much as possible, and you know, you still have your defensive duties. They're the number one priority, you know, as part of the back six, as part of the six defenders. That's your number one job, and if you can get forward to contribute something to the attack, well, so be it on the day. Mm.
Talk to me about Monaghan. Most people had felt that they were going to be in the final anyway, and if you got through that, they were going to be your opponents. What do you think of them? What do you make of them? You know them fairly well.
Yeah, I suppose, well, 3 years in a row in an Ulster final, you know, we know each other inside out, you know, and haven't played in the league games, you know, as well, you know, and you know, every day is different against Monaghan, you know, and it seems to be that whatever team reaches their potential on the day, you know, comes out with the victory. You saw in 2013, we just didn't cope with Monaghan's style of play and didn't get up to that level, you know, in 2014, we're back up to that level and we got the victory. So it's really a matter of focusing on our own performance and trying to increase that.
Yeah, and I suppose the reality is kind of the shoe is on the other foot again this year, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I suppose after us winning in 2014, you know, Monaghan will feel that they've got that little bit of revenge, you know, but I suppose, as I say, both teams have tasted defeat and tasted success on Ulster final day, and nobody's going to want to taste that defeat again come Sunday.
Yeah, as we said, you had three Ulster titles. It'd be nice to get another one.
Definitely, you know, when you start off at the beginning of the year, you know, the Ulster final is the number one priority, and after the Ulster Championship finishes, you move your attention towards the All-Ireland, but you know, an Ulster title any year, whether it's your first, second, third or fourth, you know, it's massive for any player.
Does it take the pressure off? I know you had a second chance right through, but you get to an Ulster final, you have a second chance, you're just one game away from a quarter final anyway if you lose.
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, in terms of the All-Ireland series, it makes your journey through that easier, you know, quite simply it breaks it down to 3 games rather than having the fourth, you know, and indeed those extra games can be all the difference, especially when you hit quarter final or semi-final stage.
But it's still the Sovereign Cross's medal that's
it, you know, those things will take the advantage of getting straight to a quarter final, you know, but the main thing is we're coming back with the Anglo-Sel Cup.
How would you gauge the mood this year compared to other years?
I suppose it's no real difference. I suppose if anything, it's a bit of a change that you're playing the same opposition, you know, so often, you know, in finals, you know, and you know the opposition so well, so you do, and that's really the only difference you would see, you know, whereas other years, yeah, there's probably a bit of the unknown in teams, and you know, they could spring a surprise, but I think both teams are known inside out by the opposition camps and the opposition management teams, and I suppose it's going to be massive in the day which team, you know, just performs.
What makes Monaghan such a big threat?
I suppose they, you know, if you look through their team, they've got you know, very well balanced team overall, you know, but I suppose if you had to pinpoint something, would be the forward line that they have and the danger that they possess, you know, with the two Hugheses and Conor McManus, you know, they're three of the top forwards in the country, and suppose you've seen with Conor McManus in games to date, you know, he gets the ball in his hands, he's almost unstoppable from any angle.
Yeah, and the general feeling is it's going to be close, it's going to be tight, it's going to be tense, you know, we're not going to see fast-flowing football.
Yeah, I'd probably go along with that, you know, and I suppose any Ulster Championship game you're going to do well to get fast-flowing football in an open game, you know, and I suppose when Donegal meet Monaghan, it's not going to be any different, and especially when you've that prize of an Ulster title on the line, you know, nobody wants to lose the game, you know, and sometimes it can be hard to let the shackles off and go and win it for fear of defeat.